Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez decreed today is the deadline for major oil companies to accept terms for the government's nationalization of four heavy crude upgrading projects. The projects are valued at $30 billion and capable of producing 600,000 barrels per day in the Orinoco Reserve. Chavez has pushed a nationalization drive this year, taking over U.S. companies' assets in the telecommunications and electricity sectors as part of a self-styled socialist revolution. Latin American affairs expert for Brazilian-based Arco Advice, Thiago de Aragao, says the companies are in a no-win situation.
Even if if Chavez changed the final deadline for 6 months from now, there wouldn't be any space for negotiation from these companies with the government, because there is no space for negotiation. It's a simple decision of this is what's going to happen. This is a country project. So you either participate in my country project, which is implementing a Bolivarian socialist republic, or you get out of here. So this is the mentality that the companies have to have if they decide to stay in Venezuela. So it's a no-win situation for them, especially because for the population, what Hugo Chavez is demonstrating is this: I'm not forcing anyone to nationalize or to stay in the country or to leave the country. I'm giving them the option. Therefore, I'm a democratic leader.